by sympathetic local residents. Police are trying to keep the so-called earthers from reaching the crowds of animal humans. Animal humans are occupying the Great Meadow in Central Park as I speak. Bird people were observed by police landing in the Bronx and west from the Far Rockaways in Brooklyn. Now, the mayor has asked the administration in Washington to declare earthers as terrorists. They want them to say that parents need to keep their children home. Bird and fish and trees should not be invited into our homes. The tornado storms that have hovered over New Jersey in recent years seem to have given the fish people cover. They seized Liberty Island and Ellis Island late last night. The Coast Guard tells us they're having difficulties in approaching the landmarks with their landing vehicles. Now, the refineries on the outskirts of Newark have not been online since a three-pronged attack by bird, fish, and forest people in early April. A reporter invited to tour the facilities found the oil storage tanks covered with rare vines. Experiments in oil reclamation use fossil fuel eating bacteria. The old power plants are surrounded by armed police. However, the police are in turn surrounded by more citizens, some of them in the illegal nature costumes. Now, they were once considered earthers, once considered an eccentric fringe element in the environmental movement. The earthers' flocks and schools and moving forests briefly seized control of London last month, forcing biosystems over human social systems. This is not a new idea, not a new social observers trace influences to Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds and to Edward Abbey's The Monkey Wrench Gang. The problem, officials insist, is the infiltration now of the teachers' union. All biology teachers in high schools are now held in the famous rubber rooms in the school buildings. Natural scientists in the universities are also reporting detentions and interrogations. The Audubon Society and the Natural Resources Defense Council insist that they've never talked to the earthers, never. Bird people were, however, photographed on the roof of the Audubon Society's headquarters in downtown New York. Infiltration of environmentalist organizations by the earthers is widely suspected by the police.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The COP15 biodiversity talks have begun in Montreal, Canada. Host country President Justin Trudeau is the single world leader attending the conference. Ahead of the meeting, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres slammed multinational corporations for turning the world's ecosystems into playthings of profit, and warned failure to correct course would lead to catastrophic results. With our bottomless appetite for unchecked and unequal economic growth, humanity has become a weapon of mass extinction. About 2,500 seals have been found dead on the Caspian Sea coast in southern Russia, officials said on Sunday. Regional officials initially reported on Saturday that 700 dead seals had been found on the coast, but the Russian Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment later raised the figure to 2,500. Authorities in the Russian province of Dagestan said it was unclear why the mass deaths happened, but that it was likely due to natural causes. Data about the number of seals in the Caspian vary widely. The fisheries agency has said the overall number of Caspian seals is 275,000, while the Caspian Environmental Protection Center put the number at 70,000. Caspian seals are currently classified as endangered. Waste from fracking wells that used PFAS, commonly known as forever chemicals, has been dumped at dozens of sites across Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, all of which could face contamination of soil, groundwater, and drinking water as a result. PFAS have been used in hydraulic fracturing and other types of oil and gas wells across the U.S. for at least a decade. Exposure to the chemicals, which are also used to make various consumer products non-stick and waterproof, is linked to health problems including kidney and testicular cancer, liver and thyroid problems, reproductive problems, lowered vaccine efficacy in children, and increased risk of birth defects, among others. Regulatory loopholes and a lack of transparency make it impossible to know how extensively the chemicals have been used in oil and gas production. PFAS have been found in private drinking wells near fracking sites. Artists all over the world, regardless of their gender, earn considerably less than professionals in occupations requiring similar levels of education and qualifications. Artists who are female earn even less. In an analysis of gender differences in the incomes of professional artists, it was found that creative incomes of women were 30% less than those of men. This is true even after allowing for differences in such things as hours worked, education and training, and time spent in childcare. A new report has warned that the majority of puffin nesting sites in Western Europe are likely to be lost by the end of the century due to climate breakdown. Other seabirds will also be affected unless urgent action to limit global heating is taken, with razorbills and Arctic terns forecast to lose 80% and 87% of their breeding grounds respectively, owing to reduced food accessibility and prolonged periods of stormy weather. An international team led by scientists at the University of Delaware found that the Arctic Ocean grew 50% more acidic from 1996 to 2020, changing three times faster than the rest of the ocean. Melting sea ice has exposed the top level of the Arctic Ocean to air rich with carbon dioxide, creating a layer that sopped up carbon from the atmosphere. Increased acidity may hamper the ability of marine organisms to build their shells, causing ripple effects through the Arctic food web. Agriculture is responsible for around 10% of U.S. emissions and a quarter of emissions globally. An estimated 133 billion tons of carbon, roughly a fourth of all carbon emitted by humans since the Industrial Revolution, has been lost from soils. Industrial-scale fishermen will no longer be able to use two types of shark fishing gear in the Western and Central Pacific Ocean after the international body in charge of tuna fisheries there agreed to ban the devices. The measure, adopted last week at the annual meeting of the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission, is seen as a major and potentially precedent-setting win for conservationists who say urgent action is needed to stave off extinction for many shark populations. Shark numbers in the open ocean have plunged by an estimated 71% in the past half century, with humans thought to kill 100 million of the animals each year. Adolescent cannabis use has increased by 245% in the U.S. since 2000. At the same time, rates of alcohol abuse have declined among those aged between 6 and 18 years. In 2000, alcohol was in the top spot, compiled from a U.S. National Poisons Database. Alcohol now sits in third place. Prescription drugs rank second. Astronomers have found a gigantic galaxy about 3 billion light years away. Alcyoneus is a giant radio galaxy reaching 5 megaparsecs into space. That's 16.3 million light years long, and it constitutes the largest known structure of galactic origin. Playing piano increases people's ability to process multisensory information, or sight and sound. Improved multisensory processing has benefits for almost every activity humans participate in, from driving a car and crossing a road to finding someone in a crowd or watching television. These multisensory improvements extended beyond musical abilities. With musical training, people's audiovisual processing became more accurate across other tasks. Participants also had reduced depression, anxiety, and stress scores after musical training compared to before it. The authors suggest that music training could be beneficial for people with mental health difficulties, and further research is currently underway to test this. And now, the sounds of extinction. Outdoor music festivals could be responsible for contaminating local rivers with recreational drugs and messing with the life cycle of endangered eels, according to new research. Scientists at Bangor University in Wales collected water from the White Lake River in Somerset following the UK's Glastonbury Festival and found worrying levels of both MDMA and cocaine. The researchers tested the river upstream and downstream of the festival site in the weeks before, during, and after the festival. MDMA was detected at environmentally damaging levels, according to their paper, while levels of cocaine were high enough to impact the local population of European eel, a dwindling species that's critically endangered and at high risk of extinction. European eels exposed to concentrations of cocaine experienced disruption of their endocrine system, which caused delayed sexual maturation. Many eels spent longer in their glass eel phase than they would regularly. This disrupted their breeding rates. And hear the sound of a distant music festival.
Again, I know our audience is anxious to share questions, and I'll encourage them to go ahead and start sharing questions through the Q&A feature. Again, we may answer your question during the course of the first part of our conversation, so just kind of be patient with us and bear with us. So let's start with our first question, Dr. Davis. The idea of freedom is inspiring, but what does it mean? What is your vision of freedom, and how might this freedom be realized?
Well, thank you very much. And I would first like to say thank you for inviting me to participate in your Black History Month celebration. And I know that you're experiencing very difficult times in Texas and in San Antonio. So, you know, let me express my solidarity with you as you attempt to address a whole range of interconnected issues, including climate change and the catastrophe that you're currently experiencing. Freedom seems like a simple concept. You know, I read a book by Orlando Patterson called Slavery and Social Death some years ago. I've read it a couple of times. I've taught it as well. And in that study of slavery, he argues that the concept that we know as freedom, connected with Western notions of democracy and rights, can probably be traced to the yearnings of an enslaved person who was yearning to be free. So his argument is that the whole Western notion of freedom more than likely has its origins in the unfreedom of people who have been enslaved. I like the concept of freedom because it can't be defined in a straightforward way. And my own sense of freedom has expanded and become more capacious as time has passed, as I've been involved in various struggles, and as I've witnessed that in the very process of struggling for freedom, one becomes aware of dimensions that one has not yet addressed. You know, I like a comment that Toni Morrison made in a commencement address. I think it was for Barnard College many years ago. And she said, freedom is about freeing someone else. That freedom cannot be contained within a paradigm that is individualistic. One cannot be free alone. Freedom is collective. Freedom is about transforming conditions so that communities might be able to live lives that are in more habitable conditions, I would say.
It has begun. The storm has finally come. The water and the wind, now it has begun. Is this some kind of war? The sea won't say a word, the weatherman's up for. Now it has begun. The storm has finally come. My neighbor's in the street. It rushes like a stream. You're caught in it waist deep. What an energized retreat. Do you think you can compete? The hero's tragedy. Now it has begun. The storm has finally come. The drowning and the dead. Now it has begun. My breath is out of reach. Death makes its final speech. Did this storm come from me? Did this storm come from me? Now I know the truth. The waves break on the roof. Where is my higher ground? It's down there with my town. I'm praying round. It has begun. The storm has finally come. The sea begins to speak. Turn, she says, face me. Now it has begun. Take me to the deep. Take me to the deep. Take me to the deep.
Anne, I'm the Reverend. I'm here to say so long for now. How are you? Angela Davis, thank you for your teaching, bringing us together, concepts of peace and freedom and even beauty, joining with your uprising of racial justice and the representation for women. Beautiful Earth is that song that was created by most of the Stop Shopping Choir. Francisco Benitez, Savitri D, Eric Johnson on drums, Kai, Ariella, just a Sunder. Shilpa Narayan, thank you for the storm. Savitri D, news from the natural world. Fans of Earth Riot Radio know about Savitri's reporting. Earth Riot Radio, that has the Earth Riot Radio inside the Earth Riot Radio. It's a section of a book that we published, that Apocalypse, the Earthers. Jason Candler, editor and saxophonist. Brendan Burke on drums. Well, now you can reach us if you want the record with all of our songs, eight of our songs that you hear on Earth Riot Radio a lot. RevBilly, RevBilly.com. Just ask for the record. We'll find out how to send it to you. And just communicate with us. Here we are at the holiday season. We're kind of, despite the fact we live in the middle of New York, we are community people. We'd like to be in direct contact with the radio station communities, with the people who download on computers. Please, please have a good, safe, wild weekend. Amen. Earth-a-lu-yah.